This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Scott Simon is away. The Army's top civilian official resigned yesterday in the wake of a scandal over substandard outpatient care for wounded Iraq war veterans at the Army's Walter Reed Medical Facility. Army Secretary Francis Harvey stepped down just a day after he fired the top general in charge of Walter Reed. Pentagon officials say Harvey's resignation was requested by Defense Secretary Robert Gates. NPR's Guy Raz is covering the story. He joins us now. Thanks for being here, Guy.
Good morning, Lynn.
First of all, remind us how we got to this point.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, the Washington Post ran a groundbreaking series of stories. It was the culmination of a four-month investigation where the reporters surreptitiously went to the hospital grounds, interviewed Iraq and Afghan war veterans living in the outpatient facilities, and discovered not just substandard housing conditions, but this medical maze of bureaucracy where these soldiers, wounded vets, some suffering from psychological trauma, would have to fill out mountains of paperwork just to see a doctor or to receive temporary compensation. So it was a series of articles that really struck right at the heart of the Pentagon, of the military establishment, of course, of veterans groups.
Yeah, because, of course, Walter Reed has always had a very good reputation for its care for inpatient care. So what was the reaction among Army officials?
Well, essentially, Army officials have had mixed reactions among it. Some have been defensive. Some have wondered why this wasn't sort of addressed a few years ago. What was interesting yesterday when the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, made the announcement, he was essentially, he didn't mince words. He essentially blasted top Army leaders for essentially dismissing these Washington Post stories at the outset. And what really upset him was that when General George Waitman, the commander of Walter Reed, was fired on Thursday, the Army, the civilian Army Secretary Francis Harvey, who of course resigned yesterday, appointed Lieutenant General Kevin Kiley, who's the Army Surgeon General, appointed him as the temporary commander of Walter Reed. And Kiley had been the commander of Walter Reed back in 2004. A lot of people who knew him say he knew about these problems way back when he was running the medical facility.
Well, what do we know about the new permanent commander?
His name is Major General Eric Schoomaker. He's the brother of the current and outgoing Army Chief of Staff, Pete Schoomaker. He is the top commander of a biological medical Army Medical Research Center in Maryland, and he has taken command already. He begins his job on Monday.
And what can we expect in the future?
I think that now we're going to see several more investigations. I think the talk around the Pentagon is Lieutenant General Kiley is probably going to step down this week. The president has called for an investigation. Congress has already subpoenaed General Waitman to come and testify next week. That should be interesting to hear what he has to say, the backstory about what had happened and how the system broke down there.
And this will reverberate throughout the Veterans Administration.
Oh, absolutely. And they are furious.
All right. Thanks for being with us today, Guy.
Thank you, Lynn.
NPR's Guy Raz.